Now we continue our new series, Page Turner, in which we ask local bookstores for their recommendations. Today's pick takes us on a look inside the world of tech startups.
So this is a memoir by Anna Wiener, and she is a young woman who basically had a degree in English and was working in the publishing industry and kind of finding that she was having trouble affording living in New York City while working in that industry, having trouble seeing a future in that industry. So then she got involved with an ebook startup in New York and found herself in the world of the tech industry. Eventually, she moved to Silicon Valley and started working for a big data startup. And this memoir is her story about what it was like being in the tech industry and sort of her observations and experiences.
The book Uncanny Valley is expected to be released early next year, but Morgan Miller got an early read. She's co-owner of Antigone Books in Tucson, and as she told our co-host Mark Brody, was a little surprised she liked Anna Wiener's debut book as much as she did.
I honestly don't read a lot of nonfiction, and I didn't think I was very interested in the tech industry. It might have been like the pretty pastel cover that drew me in.
Honestly, that works.
Which I am not ashamed to say.
Judging a book by its cover, okay.
Yes, by covers. But then beyond that, when I opened it, I think that what drew me in was her voice, which was just very frank and matter of fact. And I found myself kind of drawn to this memoir because I could sort of see myself in her as someone with an English background, a lover of books. And I didn't think that I was really interested in learning more about the tech industry at all. So it was kind of fascinating to see someone who was like me enter into that world and look at it from an outsider's perspective.
Well, I wonder if to some degree her story is maybe a little bit universal, not so much that you leave the publishing world to go to work in the tech world, but that, you know, somebody who is in a job and maybe they don't love it and they find something that they think might be more interesting. And, you know, sort of the more they fall down that rabbit hole and learn about the world in which they're entering, they find maybe the grass isn't as green as they thought it was on the other side.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think that there probably is something universal to that. And yet there's also something very specific and ubiquitous about the tech world. I mean, it's interesting because I don't feel like I'm like interested in the tech world. And I feel like I'm sort of, I mean, you know, I own and like work in a little bookstore. But I'm also a 30-year-old with an iPhone. You know what I mean? So
Yeah.
And data is being collected on me like daily, which I kind of knew abstractly, but hearing her talk about it also really freaked me out. So I think that there's something about it, about this memoir in particular and the industry that she has entered in, which is the tech industry, that is actually very, very relevant to my life and all of our lives. But we're kind of able to ignore that if we want to, which I think we all do.
Do you think that there was something to the fact that you were reading this book as somebody who doesn't know or necessarily have a ton of interest in the tech world, and Anna Wiener was writing about this as somebody who, at the very beginning at least, also seemingly didn't know a ton of about the tech world. It almost sounds like you guys were finding out about this and making these discoveries together.
Absolutely. And I think that that was part of the appeal for me. She felt like a very comforting and relatable guide through this world that I still kind of walked away from the book barely understanding. So that was definitely appealing.
So after reading this book, do you think differently about the tech world or how you use technology or sort of how it influences your own life?
Well, actually, I think one thing I liked about this book is it sort of supported my previous notion. Like I could sort of pat myself on the back and be like, yeah, I was right.
That's always nice.
Which is, like I said, like hypocritical. Like, you know, I'm 30 years old and I engage with technology every day. So to say like, oh yeah, this, like I'm not throwing out my cell phone or, you know, not using the internet or you know, my bookstore's automated. I think it made me more aware of every time I open like Instagram to scroll or like something. It just made it all feel kind of ickier. Like, oh, I like this post about books, or oh, I like this pretty like food photography from this restaurant I like. And meanwhile, as I'm liking these things, some company is analyzing my preferences and how to advertise at me. So it definitely makes you aware for, or it made me aware, like after putting the book down, every time I'd almost like unconsciously or definitely unconsciously just open an app and start like giving data to advertisers. And that doesn't feel good. But then, of course, you know, I finished this book a month ago and then I just go about opening my apps and not paying any attention. And it made me feel even more uncomfortable about tech than I did before. But it also sort of justified my feeling like, oh yeah, everyone should put down their cell phones and read books. So I kind of liked that.
All right, that's Morgan Miller, co-owner of Antigone Books in Tucson. We've been talking about the forthcoming book, Uncanny Valley by Anna Wiener. Morgan, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.